Good morning. It is 7 o'clock and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, November 6th. We'll be taking a look at our full weather forecast coming up.
An Army test pilot is attending NASA astronaut candidate class. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 41 degrees here on this Thursday morning, November 6th. Israel confirming the return of another dead hostage by Hamas.
Joshua Loitu Molel was murdered by Hamas during their attack on southern Israel on October 7th, 2023. His body was taken into Gaza and only returned yesterday. Molel was an agriculture student from Tanzania working on a kibbutz and was 21 when he died. The bodies of six hostages now remain in Gaza. The Israeli government is urging Hamas to stick to the ceasefire agreement and return them all immediately. Hamas claims recovering the remains has been complicated by the devastation caused by 2 years of war. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Almost a week after Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover announced he secured the necessary signatures to commit the majority Republican Senate to a special session to redraw Kansas maps to favor an additional Republican congressional seat, his counterpart in the House gave up the same effort. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Wichita Republican and candidate for state insurance commissioner, announced Tuesday night that he failed to gather enough signatures in his chamber to jumpstart a special session planned for Friday. For Masterson, a gubernatorial candidate, it wasn't a surprise. Quote, all it does is change the timing, he said, following an unrelated Wednesday meeting at the State House in Topeka. Both he and Hawkins have acknowledged how difficult it is to call the Kansas legislature into a special session. After allocating $460,000 to fund a four-day session, a visit to the White House, and obtaining at least half of the signatures needed to call the legislatures to the Capitol, the focus has shifted to January 12th, the start of the 2026 session.
Army Chief Warrant Officer Ben Bailey joined the NASA Astronaut Candidate School back in September. After he graduates, he'll be available for mission assignments in space.
As an Army astronaut, he'll be reassigned to the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command's NASA detachment. Bailey is only the second warrant officer to be selected to attend the school. He says he's excited about his upcoming hands-on training.
Next 2 years of ASCAN training are exciting. Language training, flight training, spacewalk training, robotics, all of that. Each one of those would be very exciting in its own right. I would be excited to do any one of those individually, and to look and combine all of those over the next 2 years is extremely exciting.
Prior to pursuing a career track as an astronaut, Bailey served as an Army aviator. Having graduated from the U.S. Naval Test Pilot School, he worked on the development and testing of new equipment for the UH-60 Black Hawk and CH-47 Chinook helicopters. The Salute the Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Election fraud charges have been filed against Coldwater Mayor Jose Ceballos, who was reelected Tuesday night. The charges were filed Wednesday in Comanche County. Attorney General Chris Kobach alleges that Ceballos is not a U.S. citizen.
In large part, our system right now is based on trust. Trust that when the person signed the registration or signs the poll books saying that he's a qualified elector or that he is a United States citizen, that the person is telling the truth. And in this case, we allege that Mr. Ceballos violated that trust.
Ceballos was first elected in 2021 and is charged with three counts of voting without being qualified and three counts of election perjury, and could face over 5 years in prison if convicted. His first court appearance was set for December 3rd. However, it will be up to the city attorney to decide if Ceballos is eligible to continue in his role as mayor.
A bad nurse in Germany and mysterious drones are appearing. Those details are on the way, and we'll also have the live forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. That's coming up right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Mysterious drones are appearing above United States and European bases.
European NATO allies have logged 14 sightings of unidentified drones in just 2 months. Another example of how drones are becoming a global menace, especially near military installations. The latest incident occurred above Belgium's Kleinbrogel Air Base, reportedly home to U.S. tactical nukes. The unmanned drone reportedly hovered over a Belgian tactical fighter aircraft base for 2 nights, from November 1st through November 3rd. The incident is reminiscent of the drone sightings over U.S. bases like Langley Air Force Base last year. According to Belgian authorities, these drones came in two waves. First, small drones that tested the radio frequencies, and then larger drones that drew concern from the public designed to create panic.
And that's Fox's Jennifer Griffin with that report from the nation's capital.
A nurse in Germany has been sentenced to life in prison after killing 10 patients to ease his workload.
Prosecutors allege the man injected his elderly patients with painkillers or sedatives during night shifts. The nurse was said to be irritated and wanted less work. He killed 10 patients, with a further 27 recorded cases of attempted murder. The killer hasn't been publicly named, in line with German law. But we know the murders happened in Versalen in western Germany in 2023 and 2024. Prosecutors told a court in Aachen that the nurse showed a lack of empathy to patients who required a higher level of care. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic volumes increasing out there on the highways, looking at the traffic cameras and seeing the biggest backup right there where that road construction is in South Wichita. K-15 northbound, and that's right around 31st Street South is where we're starting to see that traffic get fairly heavy. We've also got a lot of traffic right now near the intersection of 47th Street South and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers. And let's get the live forecast. Here he is, Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Happy Thursday to you guys. Hope you're ready for some cold, cold weather this later this weekend. I've been thinking it's a good thing May's got a good thick fur winter coat, because we're all probably going to be looking for some extra layers coming up as we move towards Sunday. We haven't changed our mind about this cold air rushing south. I guess the good news is, if you're kind of moaning and groaning about this forecast, is that it's only for about 2 days that we have the cold air, and then we send it back to the northeast and we'll see some milder weather returning. But we do get to a high of 70 degrees today. We'll be in sunshine, and the wind will start to pick up from the south later this afternoon, probably looking at a few wind gusts up around 20 to 25. And then overnight, the low 44. We're still looking at 68 degrees on Friday, and it should be another nice day tomorrow without too much wind. And then Saturday, that's probably one of the downsides, is that we're going to be getting a lot of wind as the day continues. The wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour on the way. Our high temperature, still 62, but that big push of cold air is making its way in here Saturday evening. So Sunday's high of 44 will put us about 15 degrees below normal for this time of the year. And it's going to snow this weekend off to the north of Kansas, I should say. And that's going to be up there in eastern parts of Nebraska, Iowa, up towards Chicago. We'll have the wind and the cold, but doesn't look like any snowflakes will be coming down here, even though it would be cold enough for that sort of thing later on in the weekend. Right now in Wichita, we've got a clear sky and a chilly but otherwise beautiful start here to a Thursday, 41 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, May, the weather dog, got her thick coat all ready to go for the winter. I had a cat that would grow a mane like a lion, and I always knew, well, here comes the cold winter.
And you often wonder, is that really enough to keep them warm? But, you know, May doesn't seem to be bothered by much cold weather, so it must be warm.
Yeah. And we've hit the halfway point of autumn, so we're into the backside of autumn now, and maybe just get a little punch on Sunday and Monday just to kind of remind us.
Yeah, because I think the second half of November shows a lot of sign of, or more signs of it getting colder, and actually better chances for rain coming up too as we go into the second half of November. So the weather pattern is about to get a whole lot more energetic, and we need to be prepared for some big changes in the weather coming up as we move into the second half of the month.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Ross, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okie dokie.
There he goes, the live forecast. Every morning with Steve and Ted from Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And got a story about astronomy here. You want to? Scientists have spotted the brightest flare yet from a supermassive black hole that shines with the light of 10 trillion suns. And yet it's a black hole. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this, and I don't think I really can. These are bursts of light and energy that can come from things like tangled up magnetic fields or hiccups in the heated gas disks surrounding black holes. The flares help illuminate our understanding about the black holes within. It's a cosmic display. It was spotted 7 years ago by a camera out of an observatory in California. Then it took a few months to shine at peak brightness, and has since been decaying in the years since. It likely happened because a large star got too close to the black hole and just got shredded. So they're trying to figure out all that and how that relates to numbers and energy. The new findings were published this week. The flare came from a supermassive black hole that, don't worry, John, it is 10 billion light years away.
Okay.
So we have some time to deal with this.
I feel better now. Yeah. I feel safer.
This flash is the most distant one we've ever seen so far. It hails from a time when the universe was rather young. Of course, one light year is, 6 trillion miles away. And we're talking about something that's 10 billion light years away.
So we're safe.
I think we're good.
Nothing to worry about.
Well, we were talking about something, and this is interesting. We were talking about something that was 10 billion light years away from us 10 billion years ago. It's even further away now.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's just kind of how that works.
So what you're saying is we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to worry about.
Almost the light from it got here eventually.
Mm-hmm, eventually. Almost every large galaxy, including our Milky Way, has a supermassive black hole right at the center. But we don't know how they form. Studying those biggins can help researchers better understand the stellar neighborhood surrounding supermassive black holes. Scientists can also probe the interaction of supermassive black holes with their environments early in the universe. So there you go. And, of course, all those early interactions create the cosmos that we now call home. So try to wrap your mind about around all that.
Learn something
here on a
new
Thursday morning.
Yeah.
I also like when they refer to it as the cosmic neighborhood, and just thinking how, you know, relatively large a neighborhood that's going to be talking about.
Carl Sagan, billions and billions.
Cosmos.
Yes.
Hey, happy birthday to actress June Squibb. She is 96 years old today.
No idea.
Love June Squibb.
Okay. Now you gotta go one step further. What's the rest of the story?
Well, she's the old gal that was in Nebraska.
Again.
She's fantastic in that movie with Bruce Dern.
Nebraska.
Will Forte. And, she was also in a very brief TV show that she did with Jack McBrayer and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, which was hilarious. The great June Squibb. She is 96 today. Happy birthday to the acting legend.
Still no idea who this is.
It is 7:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And now let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we do have Thunder hockey tonight, downtown Wichita. In fact, back-to-back home games for Wichita tonight and tomorrow night against the Utah Grizzlies. 7:05 is game time tonight downtown for the Thunder at Intrust Bank Arena. Monday night football tonight.
Thursday night.
Gosh.
That's the second.
Just keep doing it.
You're entitled. Everyone's entitled to a mess up or two. I had a couple already. So, the only one who's batting 1,000 right now is Jed.
Yeah.
Well, I just got to ask, is it written wrong in your copy? Or?
No, it's written fine. I'm just...
just curious.
I just grew up when that was the only night that it was Monday night football.
Exactly.
I still can't...
It's okay.
Apparently, I can't wrap my mind around black holes or the fact that there's Thursday night football.
That's okay. I still don't know who June Squibb is.
All right.
And and how close are we to Saturday night football?
Not too long, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a matchup that the Kansas City Chiefs fans will be keeping an eye on tonight. It's an AFC West game in the division.
Big game.
The first place Denver Broncos taking on the last place Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Broncos are on a 6-game winning streak right now. They are the number 3 team in the National Football League. Top 3. And John Whitmer is there all geared up.
I am. John Elway. It's my family friend. Gotta love
the
him.
Broncos have not lost a home game this season, and they are a 9.5-point favorite coming into the game tonight. Broncos Raiders, and we can hear that one live at 6:30 tonight, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's take a look at some other things going on. College women's soccer. We are into the postseason. The JUCO District Tournament semifinals last night. Cowley College winning at home, beating Barton 6-0. Cowley women's soccer ranked 7th in the nation, undefeated. 13-0-4 on the season. So they moved on into the district finals. The other half of that bracket had 19th-ranked Hutchinson shutting out Butler 1-0 in Hutchinson. And so the two winners there, Cowley and Hutchinson, will meet Saturday afternoon in Kansas City, Kansas for the district title. JUCO Volleyball were into the postseason district tournament semifinals last night, also in Arkansas City. Cowley College Volleyball, the back-to-back national champions, ranked number 4 in the nation, sweeping Allen 3-0. Cowley Volleyball now 30-4 on the season, moving on into the finals of JUCO District play. High school boys soccer, state tournament, Final Four, semifinal action last night in Class 5A. Mays South winning at home, beating DeSoto 9-1. Mays South boys soccer will play for the state championship game Saturday afternoon at Stryker Field here in Wichita. Mays South on the season 18-1-1.
Wow.
And they put up 9 goals last night. How about that? And among the smaller schools, yes, last evening, you had Rose Hill winning at home, shutting out Bishop Miege 1-0. So Rose Hill boys soccer will play for the state title Saturday night at Stryker Field in Wichita as Rose Hill goes into the title game with a record of 18-2 on the season. Very nice. Happy birthday today to a former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver. Derek Alexander is 54 years old today. A guy that played for the Chiefs for 4 years from the late 90s into the early 2000s. Part of a 5-year, $17.5 million contract he signed with the Chiefs as a free agent. His best season was in 2000. In fact, his best season of his career with the Chiefs. 1,400 receiving yards. And that's still a Chiefs single-season record. Well, no, it's not anymore, but it was a record that stood for 18 years. So pretty good season he had in 2000 with the Chiefs. The former receiver, Derek Alexander. It's his birthday. He is 54 years old today. And don't forget, coming up next hour, we will have our Minute with Mitch, our 60-second preview of the Chiefs. It's not really a preview. It's just kind of an assessment as we're in the middle of a bye week for the Chiefs right now. So we'll have the assessment from Mitch. Minute with Mitch coming up 1 hour from now. So make sure you're here for that. That is sports. And that's brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you clip your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. It is 7:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way, and tobacco is still thought to be the leading cause of preventable cancer in the United States. So we'll have information on that on the House Call for Health next on KNSS. Good morning. It is 7:30 sharp here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, November 6th. Currently in Wichita, it is sunny and 41 degrees here on this Thursday morning. Two suspects in the murders of two Kansas women were in court yesterday in Oklahoma. 43-year-old Tad Cullum pleading not guilty to the deaths of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. And 50-year-old Cole Twombly did not say anything when asked for his plea, so the court entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The judge sentenced Cullum's trial, a scheduled Cullum's trial to begin next year in June, and Twombly's trial for October of next year.
Wichita Public Schools are implementing new student safety upgrades. The $10.5 million project is part of a larger $20 million investment to increase student safety. Superintendent Kelly Bielfeld says the upgrades include screening anyone who wants to enter the building and for teachers to have the ability to secure their classrooms from the inside.
Our district's 150 years old, and there's a lot of changes that occur over the course of time, and there's a need for continually looking at what we need to do to meet the needs of students and their learning environment.
He adds that many of the improvements are in response to a community survey.
A couple in El Dorado is stepping up in a big way for victims of a natural disaster a long way away. Jeremy and Nicole Scheffler started the nonprofit Cal Team 6 a little after Hurricane Helene devastated parts of the southeastern United States last year. The couple noticed the needs and made several trips, donating food and supplies. That was an outreach effort, and it was successful enough for Cal Team 6 to build off of that, donating supplies and helping recovery efforts in other parts of the U.S. Well, now they're trying to go on their biggest undertaking yet, getting aid to Alaska with thousands of pounds of beef. The Schefflers said they never imagined doing more outreach after providing Kansas beef and other supplies to those impacted by Hurricane Helene. Well, that push to help people, leading them now to Alaska, especially areas that were heavily impacted by a recent typhoon. Seeing that Typhoon Halong swept away last month, they set a lofty goal for their beef donation, 3 tons of beef. That will not be easy. The Schefflers are looking to raise $50,000 to buy that beef and then transport it to Alaska.
A Wichita business is stepping up to help neighbors who are struggling to afford groceries as the government shutdown continues into day 37. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that because of the ongoing shutdown, SNAP benefits for November will only be partially funded, amounting to about half of the usual amount for millions of Americans. In northeast Wichita, Mr. MC's Market and Fat Boy's Soul Food have been offering free hot meals every day since November 1st to help fill the gap. The community market, located near 21st and I-35, are part of the city's Healthy Corner Store initiative, which works to increase access to fresh and healthy foods in areas with limited grocery options.
Millions of dollars worth of assets seized as investigators look into an alleged global scam syndicate.
The United States had already accused Cambodian businessman Chen Ji of being the head of a massive cyber scamming network. Now prosecutors in Taiwan, Hong Kong and Singapore have seized vast amounts of Chen's assets, including cash, yachts and luxury cars. Investigators allege Chen's Prince Holding Group has used forced labor compounds set up across Cambodia, carrying out large-scale fraud involving cryptocurrencies and online gambling. The U.S. indictment states that 250 Americans were among Chen's victims. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
An ICE facility in Chicago is facing criticism over alleged inhumane treatment of detainees.
The Broadview ICE facility was boarded up when Operation Midway Blitz started. No one could see in or out. Attorneys say the federal court ruling sheds light on a place shrouded in darkness and secrecy. Detainees testified they were crammed into holding pens, slept on concrete floors next to overflowing toilets. There are no blankets, showers, or privacy, only small amounts of food and water. Judge Robert Gettleman ordered Homeland Security to clean and fix it and report back by Friday.
That's Fox 32 Chicago's Joni Lum from Broadview.
Troops are deployed in northern Japan. What are they looking for?
The members of the military are searching for something far more worrisome than the cartoon characters Yogi and his loyal sidekick Boo Boo Bear. They're searching for real bears in the northern prefecture of Akita, blamed for a surge of attacks that have horrified residents in the mountainous region. More than 100 people have been injured and at least 12 killed in bear attacks across Japan since April. Two-thirds of those deaths were in Akita. Bears have shown up near schools, train stations, supermarkets, and even a hot springs resort, with attacks by the animals reported almost daily across Japan, mostly in the north. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Houston Police Department tried to enlist NYPD officers shortly after the New York City mayoral election Tuesday night. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Hours after Zohran Mamdani won New York City's mayoral race, the union for the Houston Police Department posted a very blunt question on social media for officers in the Big Apple. It says, NYPD, are you disgusted with the election of Zohran Mamdani? Join us. The post points to a recently approved 36.5% pay raise over 5 years and then sells potential recruits on a, quote, supportive mayor and city council, along with housing and retirement benefits.
Mayor-elect Zora Mamdani was criticized for calling the NYPD racist and queer and mayoral threats to public safety during his campaign. He has since backed away from those comments, saying it's not a part of his current agenda.
7:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check in, get our weather forecast from Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
A sunny start to the day, then a few afternoon clouds, south breeze 10 to 20, and a high of 70. A few clouds tonight and 45, mostly sunny and continued warm on Friday, high 69. Big changes arrived this weekend, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 60s on Saturday, breezy with highs in the lower 40s on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 41 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Happy birthday to former news correspondent and celebrity wife, Maria Shriver, 70 today.
Oh, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The former, wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
So she was the First Lady of California.
Get to the choppa.
Maria Shriver. Of course, the Shriver family is also a Kennedy. Massive Kennedy and Democrat connected family.
Oh, yeah, for
the
sure.
Shrivers, yep. Maria Shriver is 70 years old today. A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo could set records when it is sold at auction coming up this month. El Sueño, La Cama, has an estimated price of maybe $50 million for one painting. $50 million.
Macintosh got that line.
It may surpass the highest price. Now, Mac has the dogs playing poker. That's his. It may surpass the highest price for a female artist's work. The record for that is $44 million, and that was painted by Georgia O'Keeffe. It's called Jimson Weed White Flower Number 1. $44 million for
44.
That.
Yeah. Chump change.
That painting was created in, the painting by Frida Kahlo. Was created in 1940, so it's been around for 85 years. It depicts Kahlo in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it.
Okay.
Sotheby's expert says it's a psychological self-portrait by an artist at her peak. That'll be that sale will be 2 weeks from today.
I'll put that in my Google calendar.
Featuring more than 100 surrealist works.
Hmm. Speaking of art, Ted, how's the valuation on your collection of Velvet Elvi?
Yeah, see, that's another one. Well, did you guys go to Abe's up there on 29th Street North when it had all the velvet paintings and the fluorescent lighting? That place was a treat. Yeah, they probably had some Elvi there.
Sorry, I missed it.
If that is the correct plural
Abe's
of Elvis, anyway.
I think it is. Yeah.
Elvi?
Yeah, you're correct.
Oh,
apparently, interest in surrealism is on the rise, with the genre's market share increasing significantly in recent years. So there you go. Get your $60 million bucks for the Frida Kahlo's painting for sale in 2 weeks.
In my
Google
calendar.
Weeks, yeah, you got 2 weeks to raise your money
on
that. White House press secretary saying the administration is always preparing for Plan B. Of course, the Supreme Court this week heard arguments on President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. The administration says it's confident we'll win. Probably won't have a decision until the end of the Supreme Court tenure next year.
Yeah,
so it's
going to
be several months.
For sure.
So it's we're already looking at how to react if the nation's highest court rules against these levies. The Treasury Secretary says the administration will fall back on other legal avenues to try to keep those tariffs in place. We legally allow 15% tariffs for 150 days to ease trade imbalances. There's also the allowance of tariffs of up to 50% on countries that discriminate against U.S. commerce. And, of course, President Trump would say, well, as he has said, well, they're all screwing us. So that's why we're doing this. The administration has also cemented trade deals and frameworks with at least 11 entities. to keep things going, including UK, European Union, and Japan. And I think, does South Korea fall into that? Did we finally get a deal with them?
We got a deal with them.
Still negotiating with China. Still negotiating with Switzerland. You wouldn't think.
You wouldn't, yeah.
Maybe, it's tough getting that chocolate in here.
Could be.
Tariff revenue is still coming in from levies on steel and aluminum, and because of tariffs on Chinese goods. And, of course, the Chinese market, just tons of stuff comes in here from China.
Oh, so yeah.
That's why it's always
knockoffs.
That's why it's, and cheap.
And cheap.
And it's done with cheap labor.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So that all plays into that. So, like you said, I think it's going to be several months before we have a ruling from the Supreme Court on this. Yeah.
It'll be the spring before you get a decision out of him, but it could be, I mean, it could really derail his agenda if that. On the other hand, by then, maybe he'll have signed more deals.
So we'll see what happens.
The art of the deal, after all.
What continues to go. It's 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have a local business update with Wichita Business Journal editor Kirk Seminoff coming up. And we'll tell you about the passing of a major player in Wichita real estate. So we'll have those details coming up from Kirk in a business update in a few minutes. KNSS News Time coming up on 7:42. 7:46 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from editor Kirk Seminoff, the Wichita Business Journal, is on the way. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Flight cuts are coming to several major airports this week, starting tomorrow, as the federal government shut down, now into day 37. More arrests made in connection to a Michigan Halloween terrorist plot. High winds fuel a grass fire in Harvey County near Halstead. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Things around the North Junction starting to look fairly bad out there. We've got a stalled out vehicle right now. This is northbound on I-235 right around 37th Street North. So pretty much right there in that road construction area. And the traffic volumes southbound on I-135. And on that ramp from I-235 over onto eastbound K-96, very, very slow right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Thursday, as we are looking for a high of 70 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Mostly clear tonight, low down to 45 on a cool night. And then pretty much the same tomorrow. Continued warm, mostly sunny on Friday with a high 69. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 41 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, with a high of 70 degrees today, I mean, my gosh, the patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. The weather is perfect right here for a taste of all your favorites. Be sure to bring your friends to the Monarch. It's right there on West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The
Hot,
Monarch.
Weather.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
Oh.
It is 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here we are on this Thursday, November 6th.
It's November 6th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Saxophone Day, which marks the birth of the man who invented the versatile woodwind instrument, Adolf Sax, born in Belgium in 1814. Sax created a number of instruments over the course of his life, but the saxophone was his greatest invention. Jazz legends like Charlie Parker and John Coltrane are considered masters of the instrument, and musicians like Clarence Clemens or Kenny G have given the sax crossover appeal in rock and other contemporary genres. Also on this date, in 1984, President Ronald Reagan wins re-election in a landslide victory over his Democratic opponent, Walter Mondale. Reagan soundly defeated Mondale, winning 49 of 50 states. Mondale only carried his home state of Minnesota by a very slim margin. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actress Sally Field.
You like me right now. You like me.
Born in 1946. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now it's time to get some details on real estate and restaurants and all sorts of things. It is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with the editor, Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. A major player in Wichita commercial real estate has died. Herm Krumsick passed away Wednesday at the age of 82 after more than 50 years at J.P. Wigand & Sons. He was involved in more than $1 billion in deals during his years and received just about every lifetime achievement award a commercial real estate broker in our area can receive. He was a Wichita State football wide receiver and co-captain in 1963 and 64, then joked once his last semester of college began, he read that 50% of millionaires made their money in real estate. So that's what he went into. He went into real estate. Krumsick was eager to teach the industry to younger brokers and those interested in real estate careers. Funeral services are pending. There's a new restaurant headed for Greenwich Place. The building that once housed Buffalo Wings and Rings, which closed a couple years ago, will now be home to Izumi Sushi and Hibachi. That's an all-you-can-eat sushi and Japanese food chain with 7 locations right now in Iowa and North Dakota. It has filed a building permit and has a coming soon sign on the outside, but a spokesperson didn't return a phone message about when sushi might be hitting the tables. And there's a new animal rescue organization coming to Wichita that specializes in taking care of senior, sick, and neglected animals. Always and Forever, that's F-U-R, ever, Midwest Animal Sanctuary, opened just south of Olathe in Spring Hill in 2018 and aims to open a Wichita location by the end of December. The location will be at 4090 North Hoover Road near K96 with a 5-year lease and 2,000 square feet. One area of the building will house dogs, another area for cats and neonatal kittens, and another side of the building has a regulation pickleball court where individuals can book court times or host a fundraiser match, with all proceeds going toward care for pets waiting for adoption at the sanctuary. Always and Forever has few employees at their locations, but relies heavily on volunteers who perform various duties. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
All right, Kirk, we got a hibachi place coming into East Wichita. I assume that's all East Wichita.
All you can eat sushi.
There you go. Where is Greenwich Place?
That's the we're up there where the Sports Forum is and Top Golf and all those stores up there.
Oh, that okay. I got you.
Dave and Busters.
I guess I didn't even know that was called Greenwich Place. I just go there. Okay.
Yeah.
My brother Ned is a big Hibachi Place fan, so I'll have to notify him of this breaking news of yours. Of course, you remember the old Chi-Chi's out there on West Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And for a while, that was a hibachi place that was pretty good. And my brother Ned would make the whole family go out there. And remember they had that weird indoor like koi pond in that place?
I do remember that vaguely, yes.
And it kind of got, towards the end there, it kind of got grody. And it didn't seem like the water was very clear. Yeah, it was kind of disgusting.
You don't get to use the word grody very often,
no,
do you?
No, but that I think it's apt because that place, you know, the food was good, but kind of offsetting that indoor koi pond just kind of wasn't up to snuff, I don't think.
Mabel, try not to look at it as we go out.
That's exactly right. You just kind of skirt that on the way. All right, so yeah, the new hibachi place, and I was going to tell you happy birthday today to actress Laurie Singer. From Footloose. The girl that was dancing in Footloose?
That's
in the movie? She's 68 now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So,
that just can't be.
I know. So, you know, she's the one that's anti-dancing, probably, at the age of 68.
Her grandchildren will be filming Footloose 4.
Exactly. But, you know, that's one of those movies. Everybody went and saw it in the theater. It was big time.
Oh, yeah. Quite a soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great soundtrack. And who was the Reverend?
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow is Reverend, the small town Reverend that was appalled that people would dance.
Dancing's a sin.
Oh.
Yes. If he only knew.
How's the Halloween candy holding out, Kirk?
Oh, I tell my wife to take it to the office. Please just get it out of our house.
That's a good
please,
idea.
Please.
Yeah.
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 I kept a couple Milky Ways, though, just, ooh, you know, for the heck of it.
Wow. That has, nougat.
Grody and nougat.
Caramel and nougat.
Another word
he's
got to
have a
say
bucket list of words here. Grody, nougat. He's checking them off as he goes here.
Well, let's see, you know, it's
It's Vocabulary Thursday, so gotta do what I gotta do. Kirk, we thank you for your great information as always, and we'll check again with you 1 hour from now, okay?
You got it, sir.
All right, that is Kirk Siminoff, the editor at the Wichita Business Journal, every 8 o'clock and 7 o'clock hour, twice every morning, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Good stuff. We'll talk with Kirk again 1 hour from now.
I got a question for you, Jed.
Okay.
Greenwich or Greenwich?
Greenwich here in Wichita.
Greenwich.
Sorry. No. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
That is incorrect if you're a Wichitan. Sorry.
Debate. We'll table that debate for later.
It'll be there forever. All right. Yes. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, including entertainment news in the Blur.
Oh, we got some really good stuff on the Blur today, including Christmas music and, potentially a lawsuit against Meta. We'll tell you all about that coming up on the Blur.
Okay, looking forward to that. And more details on that UPS plane crash this week. We'll be speaking live with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso in Chicago coming up in a few minutes. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way, Steve and Ted, and The Minute with Mitch, too. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.